On the show today, we have BitSight's Jake Alcott talking about their NAPQ Innovation Award-winning cybersecurity software for your credit union, so check it out. Hey, first of all, congratulations on your win as a NAPQ Innovation Award winner. So, well done, sir.
Thank you. We're thrilled to be honored and recognized by NAPQ, and I think at the end of the day, you know, we're very excited to be providing our technology solution to a lot of credit unions out there. So it's very exciting.
Tell us about this technology. I mean, what is it? And tell me about this award-winning stuff you guys are producing there.
Sure. So so essentially, BitSight is a security ratings platform, mm-hmm. and the problem is something that is, I think, familiar to a lot of your audience, which is I'm doing business with a lot of different third parties, vendors, business associates. They have sensitive data of mine, and how do I assess their cybersecurity, mm-hmm. Which, as you know, and everybody out there knows, is becoming increasingly important, not only from a risk management perspective, but also the regulators. Mm-hmm. I've been spending a lot of time on this issue. And so historically, the way that organizations went about doing that was by asking third parties to fill out written questionnaires. Mm-hmm. They would do annual on-site assessments. And all of these things were important and good, but provided a snapshot in time.
Okay.
Essentially what the BitSight security ratings do is provide continuous monitoring of your critical third parties and basically provide alerts to when BitSight is seeing that something bad is happening on those third parties.
Right. And so are there a lot of third party folks out there that are like not compliant or kind of sketchy for lack of a better term that credit unions really need to look out for?
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line is that, you know, a lot of credit unions over the last number of years have been spending a lot of time and effort and resources on improving their own systems, you know, increasing their own cybersecurity posture, improving their own cybersecurity posture, which is great, and they'll continue to do so. Mm-hmm. The ecosystem, on the other hand, has not necessarily improved the same way that organizations do. And with so much more, you know, outsourcing or relying on third-party organizations to do, you know, a variety of things for organizations, mm-hmm. you know, they represent the weakest links, sort of the bottom line. And you know, over the last few years, there have been just countless examples of third-party breaches that have significantly impacted first-party organizations, whether it's the financial sector or healthcare or government or even in the retail sector. It's a challenge, a growing challenge, but one that, you know, we're pleased to be providing a technology offering in.
Indeed, and that kind of segues into my next question. So, like, what are some of the latest concerns or trends in cybersecurity today? Because this is such a moving target, as you well know. It's like, how do you like get focused on anything in this area?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are just such a wide variety of threats that organizations face. Whether it's threats from insiders, who can walk out the door one day with your crown jewels, which happens.
Sure, yeah, I'm sure.
to external attackers, I think everybody is familiar with whether it's the nation state level activity, but also your viewers will be well familiar with all of the different organized criminal elements who are involved in this stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the dangerous things that's happening in the last few years is that a lot of organized crime has discovered that they can actually send out malware, malicious code, to hold organizations hostage, and they call that ransomware.
I've just heard about that.
Yeah, and so this is a really dangerous. It's a really dangerous trend, actually. Yeah. So basically, an external attacker will send you this piece of malware. You'll download it, and it will essentially encrypt data either on your computer or your organization's network.
Wow.
And the organization has to pay a ransom to basically unlock that data.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a really dangerous trend, and especially in the financial sector, I think a lot of folks are really concerned about it.
Yeah. And you mentioned the weakest link before. I mean, the weakest link is usually a person, you know? It's like, who opens that? Like, the malware could be like, it could be any, like, click here for 50% off on Pottery Barn or something like that.
Exactly. And so, organizations, they spend so much time and effort trying to, educate employees and, kind of train them, how to spot some of these things. But there are a couple of problems. I mean, one is that the attackers, have gotten fairly sophisticated. I mean, they know how to disguise, the messages that they send, to make it look like it's coming from a trusted party. But also, sometimes the technology, organizations don't have the technology in place that would actually block that user from opening up, that particular attachment. So it's a combination. Most organizations treat this as a combination of a people issue, a sort of a training and a process issue, as well as a technology problem.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, how do we resolve? Are there is there any way to resolve these issues? But it sounds like it's common sense. It's training, it's education. Don't open an attachment that you're not familiar with, or don't open an attachment, period.
Yeah, and there's so much that organizations can do. It starts with setting the right tone at the top, and by that, we really mean having the CEO or the board, really establish cybersecurity as sort of a priority for our organization, and we're going to treat this thing seriously, and we're all going to hold each other accountable for it. And that kind of, carries itself out in, the type of training and policies and awareness that an organization has. But I will say that, I mean, one of the organizations from just spending too much time on the employee training and awareness too, because, you would be surprised at how many folks, would fall for a sophisticated piece of, spear phishing malware. And so that's why, organizations have to address the problem, in twofold. We got to spend time with the employees to bring them up to speed and to train and educate them. But at the same time, I mean, to only, rely on your employees to do the right things is a pretty dangerous.
So, and that's kind of where you guys step in, because you guys have the solutions to kind of help out in that area to kind of complement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, a lot of folks today, who are, obviously the concern about third party risk is something that, we discussed, earlier is a significant issue for a lot of folks. And historically, people sort of relied on the what you would think of as sort of the subjective qualitative approach, where humans would sort of directly engage with other humans to say, hey, are you doing well in security? And your third party would say, yes, we're doing great. Thanks for asking. And
I gotta prove it.
and that's exactly it. So now we're starting to, we're entering into the 21st century, which is a little bit more, quantitative, objective approach to managing risk, and that's why BitSight was founded, and that's how we're helping our customers
Right
today.
on, right on. Well, I'm going to bring it full circle here, Jake. Where can we find out, just to kind of wrap up here, where can we find out more about BitSight and your solutions?
Absolutely. So visit us at www.bitsighttech.com.
Gotcha.
We're also on the NAFQ website
Okay.
for the credit unions out there,
Awesome.
and we've actually done a few webinars specifically focused on credit unions and third party risk. So I would also encourage folks to take a look at those resources, and then please contact us. We would love to help you and your organization manage third party risk.
Right on. A timely topic indeed, and it's never going to go away as long as we're
That's right.
in this
It's not
online
true.
world. So thanks again, Jake. Appreciate the time, and congratulations again on the NAFQ Innovation Award. Well done, and keep up
Thank
the
you
good
very much,
work.
Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.